אלא משלי שלוימו אשר העתיקו אנשי חזקיו מלך יהודה. This is the משלי of שלוימו that the people אנשי יהודה אנשי חזקיו מלך יהודה took. The question is, וכי חזקיו מלך יהודה לכל עולם כולה לימה תורה. חזקיו learned Torah to the whole Klal Yisrael. ולמנשה בנו ללימה תורה. So what happened? He for sure taught his own son Menashe Torah also. If so, how come Menashe turned out to do ra, to do bad? Elohim must be like this. Mikol Torah Shatarach Boy. All the work the father Chizkiyahu tried to put into his son Menashe. Or Mikol Omol Shomo Boy. All his toil that he put into his son. Lehel Olamutav. That did not make him turn back to do good. Once he started to do ra, all the learnings that his father taught him and worked with him did not help. Ella, what finally made Menashe do tshuva? What made him come back? Ella Yisurim. It was only the Yisurim, the pains that he received. Shneim the pasuk says, "V'yadavra Hashem el Menashe v'yelamoy v'loy hikshivu." He didn't listen. V'yov v'yashem aleim es sorei hatzova. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring upon them armies. Ashel Melech Asher from the kingdom of Asher. V'yilked the west Menashe. They conquered Menashe. V'achochim with hooks. V'yasru. They tied him up. Benachshtayim in chains made out of kapal for lichu babola, and they dragged him down to Bavel. Of seven, it says then over Yehotzaloi when he had a lot of pain when things were going bad, chilo es pnei Hashem lekov. Then he finally turned to Hashem. Vayikonam oid. He humbled himself lepnei Hashem lekei avoysov. Vayispal elov and he davened to Hashem. Vayosaloi and Hashem listened to him. Vayishma tchinosoi. Hashem listened to his tchina, his praying. Vayishiveyu Yerushalayim lamachusoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Menashe back to Yerushalayim, to his kingdom. And vayed the Menashe, now Menashe knew, ki Hashem hu alakim. That Hashem is the real God. Holomarat of here we learn out from the story of Menashe, shechavivim yisurim, that yisurim should be dear to a person. In other words, Hashem doesn't give yisurim if you don't need it. Stam to a tzaddik, Hashem doesn't give yisurim. He gives the person yisurim when he needs it. The person is turning off the wrong derech, Hashem shows him he's going the wrong way. We want to have some of our Hashem say like this, man azeh, we have no more neviim. Why? If anything, this door should need neviim more than the doors before. We're so far away. Some say it won't help any more neviim. But other people say the yisurim we have, that's our neviim. Somebody has yisurim, that's the neviim telling him he's a little bit off the wrong derech, come back to the right way. So really, if you take it and learn the right thing out of it, it's called chavivim yisurim. Yisurim is a dear thing to a person. That's the way Hashem is showing us that sometimes we go off the wrong way, that we should come back again. That was the limud or Akiva learned out from Menashe. And that's what Akiva was telling his Rebbe now, Rebbe Elezer, even you, the holy Rebbe Elezer, the God Lador, you should be happy. The same mice also, when Chaim Shem Levitz was sick in the hospital, the stifler went to visit him. So he told him, Yishinah, Chavivim Yisurim, be happy you have Yisurim, it's a tremendous thing. But Tzadikim, they understood this. Not that it was supposed to be Mesvalo for the Chas Shalom, not supposed to ask for Yisurim. But if a person does have Yisurim, does have pain, he has to realize it's a Maton, it's a present. That's a big madrig. Tana Rabbon, Shloisha Bo Bialila. Three people argued against Hashem with Alila. The argument didn't just ask, but they argued against Hashem. They came with tainus. I think the Mashor says Alila means it was false statements, false tainus. Elohe, these are the three people. Kayin, he argued against Hashem. Esav and Menashe. Kayin, after he killed his brother Hevel, Hashem gave him the punishment. The pasuk says, Godol avoinim in soya, like my sin is so great you can't carry it. Like he asked Hashem, why did you give me such a big punishment? Omalafon, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Klum godol avoini mishishim rebuya shasidim lachta lefanecha. Is my sin greater than the sin of the eagle? That there you're going to have 600,000 people doing one avera and v'yata selech lehem. You're going to eventually be meichel them, forgive them. So me, the one sin that I did, a yochid, you can't forgive me. That's what kain tanya to Hashem, as if to say, I have you around the neck, you have to forgive me. So it wasn't a nice thing that he did, but he did it. The question is, how did Cain know at that time that the whole Kaisa will do a Chet Egel? Was he a Novi? At the beginning of the world, Cain, how is he supposed to know what's going to happen? Well, some say, Lavdavki, he knew it, but just that he figured that throughout the Derech, there are going to be a rabbin, there are going to be many people doing chatoyim, and Hashem is not going to wipe them out, so why wipe me out? That was his claim. Esa, what did Esa do? The Yechsev, it says, Habrocha achas hilocho avi. Do you have one brocha left for me? Because Esav lost the brachas. Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov. So really, Esav lost out. That's it. He came back with a taina. How could that be? Can't you even find one bracha? You don't have anything left. Rashi says, V'chein lecha brocha yoyser. Yechuvah nitzchis eshivu. V'yolsoloi. That's a good taina. I mean, Rashi mashma, not the mashma. Rashi mashma, they said a good taina. But they asked for something, not just say like, please give me, but he came with a good complaint. And because of that complaint, he won. Habroch achas, please, don't you have even one broch left over? Menashe, v'tchilo kor lelohus harbe. At the beginning, Menashe went to go to pray to all the other Avodah Zorahs. He helped from Avodah Zorahs. Well, l'b'sayf at the end, when he had no more help, kor lelokei avosav. Then the last pasuk we had before, he came back with his machaniyah himself, l'fnei Hashem, and he came to pray and corner to Hashem. That was his tiny source, like he said, now I see nobody else can help me. You're the only one that can help me. This is also not such a nice tiny. Like if you're supposed to go to Hashem straight, he took the round route. Like Yisro, first he went to every other place, and then he came back to Hashem. Abishulam, the Mishnah says, Abishulam, Afal Hegas Hashem B'yos Yosef. If somebody pronounces Hashem's name the way it's written, that's also Ein Lo Chelik Le'olam Habo. That's also called, you could be Mevaza, you're despising Hashem. You should have been knowing more Kedusha with his name, not to just say it out. The only time they said it was in the Beis HaMikdash itself, they said the Shem HaMafarish. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, when outside the Kadosh HaKadoshim, when the Kohanim did the Avodah, you're not supposed to say it. So Tana learned like this, Over Gvulim, where is the Yissa? If you do it, the Gvulim means outside the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaMikdash is okay. But even in the Beis HaMikdash, Shuvaloshon Aga, means stam in discussion, stam words, you're not supposed to mention, even the Shem HaMafarish in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only B'shasti Avodah, are you allowed to do it? Now the Mishnah says, Shloisha Malachim V'yabo Hedreitis. There are three kings, that Ein Lo Chelik Le'olam Habo, and four Hedreitis, normal people. Tana Rabbonin, Yerovam, he was the first, he was the king, Melech, that did not receive Olam Habo. Now, what does Yerovam mean? Sheriva'am. He made the nation, or he lowered the people. Rashi says, Sheriva'am means, Sheribet es Yisrael v'yeshpilam. Lashon of Rovat. He lied them down. He was mashpil. He lowered Klal Yisrael. That's Yerovam. He lowered them. He brought them the two eagles of. He brought them Avodah Zarah. Dovrach, another pshat is, Yerovam she'osa merivabam. He made fights, complaints amongst the nation itself. Rashi says, "Herivam elu om, elu ba'asek avos kovin." Ze oivit, ze moicha biyado bol de machloikis. That he was matter them to worship avos zora, and that caused machloikis. And some Jews said, "No, it's also." Some said, "Okay, let's listen to him." He caused fights in Klal Yisrael. So Rach another pshat. Yerovam Shosa Meriva Ben Yisrael of Yerushalayim Shemayim. He caused a fight between Yisrael and Hashem, like he told them to worship Avodah Zorah. That was the fight between Yisrael and Hashem. Now his name was Yerovam Ben Nevot. What's the Lashon Ben Nevot? Ben Nevot means Ben Shenivut Hulei Ro. He saw something, but he did not see it. He saw it the wrong way. Rashi's Hayisov Lahabit Yof. He thought he saw something good. Ulhamar Adav Rikar Hulei Rosa Shetor. He made a mistake in what he saw. Like we'll soon see what happened. Tony, we learned. Who Nevot? His name was Nevot. Who Micha? He was Micha. Who Sheva ben Bichri? This question means all these three characters are in Yerovam ben Nevot. They all apply to Yerovam. Now, Nevot, what does Nevot mean? Shenibot, he saw something. Beloiro, he did not see it right. We'll soon see what happened. Micha, shenismachmech bebinyin. He was the one, Micha was the one that when Paro was killing out the Jews, he put them into the wall. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina to Hashem, how could he let this happen? So Moshe said, let me at least save one, and I'll show you how much nachas you'll have from him. So Moshe took out Micha from the walls, and we know Micha, he's the one that brought Pesel Micha, he's the one that made it bad for Klal Yisrael. That's Micha. He was the one originally destined to die, but he was saved through Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenismaya Pavin, he was crushed in the wall. Omash Shemai, what was really his name? Sheva ben Bichri, Shemai. Tana Rabbanu, Shalaisha Nifto Vlairo. Three people had a vision that they could have seen well, but it ended up Vlairo, they did not see well. The Elohim, these are the three people. Nivot, the Achitoifel, the Tagnine Paro, the astrologers of Paro. Nevot, what happened by Nevot? Ro Eish, Sheyotzes Me'amosai. He saw fire coming out from the Gentiles, he saw. Saw fire coming out, Me'amosai. So who saw, he thought the vision meant to tell him, Eo Moloch, he's going to be a king. So he thought great upon himself. But V'loi, it wasn't true. Just meant to say, Yeravim Udenofik Minei. Yeravim came out from him. That's what the Nevuah meant to say. And Yeravim was a king, but he went off the wrong way. Achitoifel, also the same thing. Ro was a type of Nevuah that he saw. Saras, Shezorch Eloi al Amosai. He saw Saras, leprosy, growing out on his Amos, on his Gentiles he saw. So also he thought it was Nevuah that something great would come out from him. Jesus saw the Iyo Melech. He thought he was going to be the king. And Veloi, it's not true that the Bas Sheva Bitoi, Hudanofak Minei, Shloimei. Just means Bas Sheva, which was his granddaughter. So Bas Sheva, we know, married the David HaMelech, and from her came out Shlomo HaMelech. This meant to say his great-grandchildren, he will be a king. Shlomo will be the king. It's Tagnigne Paro, the astrologers of Paro. The Yom Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. My Desiv, what does the Pasuk say? Heima Meim Riva. When Klai Yisrael was finally in the Midbar, and they didn't have water, they started to argue they needed water. As the Moshe had hit the stick, they hit the stone to bring out the water. So Idashin Hema, these waters, Shero with Tavnigne Paro. These are the real waters that the astrologers of Paro saw when they told Paro, do not let Klai Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim, because they'll be destroyed in water. Vitol, they made a mistake. Ro, Shemoshian, Shayisrael, Bamayim Huleika. They saw true that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be hit, going to be punished because of water. Now, Omar, they said, therefore, you know what we should do right now? We'll throw all the babies into the Yam. Because we just had a Nevuah that the Moshiach, Shal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be destroyed, be hit through the water. So they thought it meant to say that right now we should throw all the babies into the Nahor to kill them. So right away the Pasuk says, Kol ha-ben ha-yilad ha-yo-ira tashlichu. Send all the babies into the river. But the Hein lo yoda, they made a mistake. They did not know that that wasn't the pshat. Rather, shall iske mei meriva loika. Just means Moshe received his punishment later because of the mei meriva. Instead of talking to the stone, he ended up hitting the stone. He didn't make enough Kiddush Hashem. And because of that, he got his final punishment. He wasn't able to come into Eretz Yisrael. So that was the mistake the Yistagnine Paro made. That's why the Apostle says, Hema mei meriva. Hema means these are the waters that they made a mistake with. They made a mistake. Now, uminolon de lo yosali al midiosi. How do we know that Yeravam was not zeicha to come into Olam Habo? We'll soon see Yeravam was mamash a god lador. At this time, Yeravam was a big Talmud Chacham. Because he went off the wrong way. He admitted the Avodah Zarah. So, how do we know he was not zeicha to Olam Habo? The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Vayihi ba'dovra zeh. Lechatas beis Yeravim, ulahachachid ulahashmid, mi'al pnei ha'adama, to be destroyed, taken away from this world. So tu l'shoynes, lahachachid ulahashmid. So v'dashen lahachachid means b'olam hazeh, he'll be destroyed from this world, ulahashmid l'olam habo, he'll also be destroyed, he will not be zoicha at olam habo. Omer Rabbi Yechon, mifnei ma'ad zoch Yeravim l'malchus. But first, Yeravim was a king. How hard was he zoicha? What gave him the third? What chus did he have to become a king? He gave to Chochi rebuke Shloima Melech, which was a good thing to do. And so, how come he got such a punishment? Which means he lost his Olam Habo. The Chorosha means, if he had such chusim, how come this chusim didn't protect him that he should not go off the right road? He shouldn't have instituted Avodah Zarah. How come he didn't have enough protection? Why was he nenesh? Mepnei shechicha barabim. The techocha that he gave Shloima was done barabim. That was wrong. He should have given it to him privately. Shenema, what happened was, it says, "Bezeh hadavar asher harim yad ha-melech," that Yerovam lifted up his hand against the king, Shloimei beno, "es hamiloi sagar es peretzir David aviv," that you are closing up now the pirtzas, the openings that your father David made. It means like this, "Omaloi," that Yerovam told Shloimei melech, "David avicha, David, your father, porat pirtzais b'chayma." He made a lot of openings in the gates of Yerushalayim. "Kedei sheyalu Yisrael regel," in order to make it easy for Klaisel to come up to Be'el regel, to come to Yom Tovim, for this you have to go all around different gates. So he made it easy. Any place they came up, there was a gate to come straight in. "V'yata," now you, Shlema Melech, you the son, "ata gardartoi son," you are fixing up these gates. "Kedei lasa sangaria," in order to make taxes there, and to collect the taxes, this all come through the main gate, where you collect your taxes, and what do you do with your money? "Labas paro," and give it to your new wife you have now that you married Bas paro. That's what he told Shlomo. So it was a good tekocha. Shlomo was doing something wrong, but still he did not do it in the right way. We always say, you have to do it in a nice way, not to embarrass the person. Here that Yerovam gave him the tekocha, barabim. For that's why, even though it was a good thing, it's interesting, this Teichacha, he was left to be a melech. But there was something wrong with that Teichacha that did not protect him enough that he should not come to do the chet of Avodah Zarah. Now, Umay, v'zeh asher harim yad melech, what does it mean to say he lifted up his hand against the king? Omar of Nachman, shecholat tfilin b'fonuf. He took off his tfilin in front of the melech. That's not respectful. Just to say you're doing something wrong, you don't deserve the respect. Omer of Nachman, Nachman says, "Gasa soruach shoyed by v'yerovam tirdasim in olam." The reason why he wasn't zeicher that when he went off the road was because of his gasa soruach, his haughtiness he had. He couldn't hold himself back. He thought he was too great. That's what tirdasim took him out from this world. Because that he made his mistake to institute avodah zarah. Now the pasuk says, "Va'yomer Yerovam," believe it. Yerovam said in his own heart, "Ata toshuv hamalocha lebeis David." Now the kingdom will come back to Beis David. "Im yalom azeh lasa zvachim beis Hashem Yerushalayim." "V'shov leiv hamazeh el adineim el rechave melech Yuda." And Klai Yisrael will come up to Yerushalayim now to start doing the avoiding the Beis Hamikdash. They'll go after rechave melech Yuda for hargeni, and they'll just kill me out. V'shovel Rechavim el Yehuda, and Klai Yisrael will return back to Rechavim. Omas, he said like this. So Yerovam wanted to do something to stop the Jews from going up to the Beis Hamikdash and rather make him the king. So he said, Gemiri, it's learned like this. Tiyein yeshiva b'yazaru. Nobody's allowed to sit inside the Beis Hamikdash. Elo l'malcha Beis Yehuda. Only the Malchus Beis Yehuda, Beis David, they're allowed to sit. Bovad. So Kivun the Chosda L'Racham, the Rechavim, the Yasef, Klal Yisrael is going to see the way the Melech Rechavim, he has the permission to sit. V'yano and me Yerovam, Kimna, I'm going to have to stand. Sarva, they're going to think, Ho Malko Vo Avdo, he's the king, and I'm nobody, I'm Stam the slave, that's who I am. So with Vardin Yerovam, he's going to be second. V'yasev, if I'll also sit down, Marid V'malcha Savoy, I'll be a Marid V'malchus, they'll kill me. I have no right to sit down on the Beis Hamikdash. V'yozlo basrei, and they'll all go after Rechavim anyway. So Rechavim thought he's lost. So miyad, right away, v'yoyetz ha-melech v'yashnei egle zov. Yerovam had a new idea. He had a new yoyetz, he had a new counsel, that he'll go make up shnei egle zov, two calves made out of gold, and v'yermi will tell Klai Yisrael, v'yermi lehim, Rav lochem me'elos Yerushalayim. There's no more sense in going up to Yerushalayim anymore. Hinei elokei elohecha Yisrael. This is your God. Asher halucha me'arz Mitzrayim. Va'yosem esecha de Beitel. He put one in Beitel. V'yesecha nosan badon. These are the two places he put up his new avodah zarah in order to stop Klai Yisrael from going up to the Beis Hamikdash to go after Melech Rechavim. Rather, he wanted to be the king. So his gasa seruach went so far that if this is the only way I could rule over the Jews by bringing them away from Hashem, making my own avodah zarah, that's what he did. Now my vayoyitz, who gave him this advice? Amr Yehuda, shehoishiv roshay tzadik.
Like at that time, Yerovam, he was the big god, he was the god Lador. And of course, he had the Sanhedrin, and whatever he did, he had to get permission first from the Sanhedrin. So he knew to get permission to put up two idols, he's not going to receive if he has the regular Sanhedrin there. So he had to put in his own men into Sanhedrin and brainwash them that whatever I say is good. So what did he do? He hoishiv roshay tzadik. He took a rosh and a tzadik and put them one next to another. Omaluhu chas misu. I want you to sign now that I'll call the avidna whatever I do. Omrihin. You're going to say yes. Whatever I institute here, you're going to have a yes. You're going to say yes. Omaluhu malkudin alamhevis. He told them. He says, I want to be king. Omalehim. They said yes. Kol deaminu lechu avdisu. Whatever I'll tell you to do, will you do? Omalehim. Yes. Even if I'll tell you to worship Avodah Zarah, will you also listen to me? So Omalei Tzadik, the one person with the Tzadik, said right away, Chas v'sholem, no, I can't listen to you. You're going to tell me to worship Avodah Zarah, I can't listen to you. So Omalei Rasha, the other person, the Yeravim's pal, the Rasha said let Tzadik back to the Tzadik, listen, Salka Darko, do you really think the Gavrik Yeravim, the God Lador like Yeravim, Polach Lavrosh Chachovim, do you really think he means to tell you to worship Avodah Zarah? That's not what he means to tell us. Ela leminsoninu, who? He's only testing us, the Kaboy, to see ikablisu lemirme, if we'll really accept whatever he tells us. So the kids, they agreed to sign a contract that we're going into the Sanhedrin Gedola, and we're going to be there under oath that whatever Yerovam says, we're going to listen to him. And it was written down in the paper, even if he says to worship Avodah Zarah, you have our okay. So that's how Yerovam got them to agree, even got the Sanhedrin to agree to let them put these two egglays off. And the Af Achiyah Shulemi, the Novi Achiyah Shulemi also toyer, he also made a mistake. And